Elliott Lake City Council will take a look at a report recommending close to $400,000 in upgrades and repairs for city-owned Collins Hall on Hillside. A report from the city's special projects manager Stephen Antunes will go to council Monday night. Collins Hall, built in 1958, serves as the main multi-use recreation facility in the community. In addition to being home to sports events, the facility has also been home to weddings and served as a mass vaccination clinic recently. In November of 2020, a mechanical review was conducted on the building and it was concluded that many of the components have surpassed their operation life and require replacement, the report from Antunes says. This includes a new air handler with gas heat and air conditioning, perimeter heating upgrades and washroom HRV. The cost of these items has been estimated at $270,000. A review by the manager of facilities and parks led to a short list of items that would require updating and changes in the short term, the report also said. This includes lighting, renovation of the upstairs bathrooms, replacement of the vestibule, storefront and general updates to the sporting resources of the facility including basketball nets, time clock and court updates. The cost of these items has been estimated at $116,000, Antunes went on. The Ontario Trillium Foundation Community Building Fund, Capital Streams details were released on August 19. Intake begins September 1 and closes September 29. The provincial grant fund will be used to help repair, renovate or retrofit existing sport and recreation facilities. This fund offers 100% funding up to $500,000. Antunes wrote that the money would be used for mechanical upgrades and updating the vestibule, and the work should result in lower operating costs in the coming years, with the introduction of the new arts hub and the 7,000-square-foot space that will be used for events such as weddings and banquets. Collins Hall will be more heavily used for sport-specific activities, Antunes said. Therefore, the opportunity to update the sporting resources of the facility today makes sense in preparation for that eventuality, especially with 100% grant dollars, Antunes added. The meeting takes place Monday at 7 p.m. and will be live-streamed on the City of Elliott Lake website.